I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A bill to create a new independent governing board for Alabama's two-year college system has hit a stumbling block in the Senate. Yesterday, the state Senate delayed a vote on a bill to remove the junior college system from the oversight of the state Board of Education after one senator raised several objections to the current version. The state school board has fought the legislation, and in March, they unanimously approved a resolution opposing the measure. Republican bill sponsor Tripp Pittman tried pushing the proposal through for final approval, but fellow Republican Paul Bussman said there were just too many changes made in the version that was passed by the Alabama House last week. Bussman also says it would be dangerous to allow a governor-appointed board to operate for a year before requiring Senate approval of that board's members. Women's rights groups are now voicing concern as the state legislature reconvenes. Planned Parenthood is among them. That organization is calling three recent House bills an attack on women. Nakima Williams is the vice president of public policy for Planned Parenthood Southeast. She says this has been going on for a few years.
Politicians in Montgomery, as they have done in recent years, are not holding out any stops and making sure that no matter the circumstances, that women just don't have access to the care that they need in the state of Alabama.
One of the bills Williams is concerned about is House Bill 405. It's also known as the abortion ban bill. That bill would outlaw abortions as soon as a fetal heartbeat is detected, often as early as 4 to 6 weeks. Williams says that window can often close before a woman even knows she's pregnant. A movie by a student at the University of Alabama will soon be screened at one of the most prestigious film festivals in the world. APR's Pat Duggins has more.
University of Alabama film student Michael Thomas will soon see his work shown during this month's Cannes Film Festival along the French Riviera. His short film, titled Traces, is about a boy looking for his mother following a storm. Thomas originally created the movie for the UA Film Fest on the Tuscaloosa campus, where it won a jury award. Thomas plans to continue his studies at UCLA after graduating from the University of Alabama. A second group of young Alabama filmmakers is hoping for their chance next year. Tashina Southard and Keith Sims won this month's International 48-Hour Film Project in Huntsville. Their film, titled Match, will compete in Los Angeles next year for a possible slot at Cannes in 2016. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Alabama has an official folk dance and 40 other official state symbols. Now the state is poised to have an official crustacean. Alabama's House of Representatives passed legislation to name the brown shrimp the official crustacean of Alabama. The Seafood Association of Alabama says brown shrimp account for more than half of the domestic catch in the state. Now your forecast.
Lots of sunshine on this Friday. Temperatures top out in the 70s. Look for a light north wind. Tonight, overnight lows fall back in the low 50s. Upper 40s for North Alabama. For the weekend, a good dose of sunshine. Really nice weather. Temperatures top out in the low 80s on Saturday and on Sunday. Overnight lows continuing the 50s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.